Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
You'd think that having childbirth preparation classes would be commonplace at an organization devoted to parenthood. But it is big enough news at Planned Parenthood, which is known a lot more for the 300,000 abortions it performs every year, than the handful of services they deliver to women who want to give birth to their children. We don't know how many of Planned Parenthood's nearly 800 health centers offer childbirth classes. It's just a guess. But the answer is probably not many. We do know that the announcement that Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains Denver Clinic would be offering childbirth preparation classes was big enough news that the late March press release was posted on Planned Parenthood's national website. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains says that it began offering childbirth preparation classes in 2010 to participants in its Prenatal Plus program in conjunction with a local midwifery group, but decided to expand the program to the general public, specifically hoping to reach out to those who are not accessing birthing classes elsewhere. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains says it is committed to empowering individuals and families in the communities we serve to make informed choices about their sexual and reproductive health, including childbirth. One press release notwithstanding, what does a look at this local Planned Parenthood's history combined with some hard facts tell us about their real commitments? Despite what it says about empowering individuals to make informed choices, the Our History section of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains website proudly notes the key role the group played in the defeat of a Woman's Right to Know initiative in 2000. Such laws ensure that women are exposed to information about their child's development, abortion risks such as future infertility and breast cancer, and alternatives that would be better for both mother and child. This is critical medical and practical information to any mother struggling with her decision, but hardly the sort of information that an organization with a vested financial interest in the promotion and performance of abortion wants going to its customers. And the local clinic does abortions, a lot of them. While abortions are not performed at the Denver facility where the childbirth classes are held, women are referred to a large central Planned Parenthood clinic in the city that does abortions and serves Planned Parenthood health centers in the area. How big an investment in abortion? According to the local affiliate's latest annual report, 10,408 of its clients received abortion services in 2010. In other words, one out of every 11 women clients who walked through the door of one of their clinics had an abortion. The annual report notes the childbirth education classes, but they do not show up among the enumerated services listed on the medical services page. We know that nationally, very few Planned Parenthood facilities offer prenatal services. A January 2011 Planned Parenthood fact sheet gave the number of prenatal clients for the whole organization at 7,021 for 2009, making it appear as if they are doing more. Their most recent national annual report counted prenatal services instead of clients, not the number of people, but the number of visits they made, thereby more than quadrupling the number for 2010. They also use a variation of this technique to make it appear that abortion is a far less important part of what they do than is actually the case. Both numbers are still dwarfed by the number of abortions performed at Planned Parenthood clinics in 2010. 329,445 abortions. The numbers show that, at present, childbirth education and prenatal care at Planned Parenthood are little more than novelties, a gesture in the direction of popular respectability. The real bread and butter, and the political passion, is still abortion. If Planned Parenthood wanted to move away from abortion to childbirth, that would be news. But the facts on the ground continue to say otherwise.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.